A bus powered by the sun's energy has made its public debut. Kira Motors Corporation demonstrated the new electric bus recently at a sports center in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Company officials claim it is the first solar-powered bus in Africa. Kira Motors is calling the new vehicle Kayola. It has solar panels on top and seats for 35 passengers. The company hopes the Kayola will become the first public buses in Africa to operate on solar power. Mario Obua was the chief engineer of the project. He says the bus's engines are completely silent.
With this bus, there's actually no engine. What is driving the bus is a motor, a traction motor, which has been run by a battery. And the battery banks are the ones that are linked to the solar system that's on the roof. So we have the batteries that are driving the motor, and that gives us a full range of 8 kilometers on full charge. And then the solar panels come in to supplement the extra, you know, mileage. So it adds an extra 12 kilometers to the total.
The Kayola bus can be recharged with solar power or by connecting to an electric power source. Best of all, it does not release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Studies have linked the gas to rising temperatures on Earth's surface. Abua says the solar-powered buses will cut down on pollution. He thinks they will also help save money on fuel by depending 100% on sunlight. While the Kayola bus operates on battery power, its engineers say that it is just as powerful as a normal bus. Ugandan officials like the idea of solar-powered buses. They believe that such vehicles could help solve Kampala's traffic problems because it will give people more choices. The prototype model of the Kayola shown to reporters in Kampala had an estimated cost of more than $140,000. If this model can be mass-produced, the price will drop and it will sell for around $55,000 each. Kira Motors has yet to say when it will begin selling the Kayola bus. I'm Mernoush Karimian Ainsworth.